warm for today and colder by tomorrow. More coming up from Dr. Bill, but 68 degrees now at our studios, heading for high in the upper 70s, and then we'll be barely out of the 50s, or barely getting into the 50s tomorrow. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. Right, I mentioned this 6 o'clock hour and 7 o'clock hour, and you probably had heard it when you listened to Plant Gardening for the Gulf Coast yesterday with Bill Finch about the sad news for the FM Talk family, for all of us here that work here, that listen, the passing of a voice that will be missed by me and so many of y'all. And I said, you know, the attaboys that Taxman gave me over the years, doing this, just even stuff off the air. It really was a big part of our family and a big part of Plant Gardening for the Gulf Coast. And my buddy Bill Finch was talking about that yesterday, so I invited him to come back on and talk more about this part of Taxman's life people maybe weren't familiar with. And that was, he had a heck of a green thumb.
Yeah. Boy, howdy. You know, I remember my first introduction to Taxman really was walking through his yard. I think he had met me a while back when I became director of Botanical Gardens. He was there and wanted to show his support. But he, just walking through his yard was always an amazing trip. There were plants everywhere. Camellias, had a great collection of camellias. He was famous for his amaryllis. He was always tinkering, always had some new plant that he was working with, some new soil mix he was working with, trying to find the perfect size container. Plants were a big part of his life.
Yeah, and I guess really defining being a gardener or enthusiast. A lot of us will say, oh, I garden. That means, you know, we get whatever tomato plants, whatever pepper plants are recommended to us, and we take the crop and we're done with it. He was at another level. Yeah, Bill still.
You there, Bill?
We've lost Bill. All right. Let's see if we can get him back on. I don't know what happened. We're connecting to North Alabama with Bill, so it might be, you know, who knows, Tennessee Valley Authority or something, maybe in charge of the phone lines.
It's always spotty, but we've been talking about it this morning. Taxman, who, you know, when I got here 6 years ago with the FM Talk 106.5 crew, and I was welcomed into the family with Taxman. He had already been basically an FM Talk family member, and he was always so nice to me anytime he called in to talk, to go on the air, and really cared about this community, and that's why he liked local radio so much and the different programs that we would put on.
I think we got Bill back on the line. Bill, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
All right, I was just saying that, you know, the difference, a lot of us will say, hey, yeah, we garden. You know, we grow some tomato plants, we grow some peppers, we do whatever. You know, we got a satsuma tree. That's just going through the motions. I mean, when you talk about gardeners, you're explaining Taxman's yard. It's another, I mean, the true hobbyist, the true person that's their focus for their hobby.
Yeah, well, and it is. And it, he was, but you know, I think it's more than that. Taxman, I'm sympathetic to Taxman because he had a very similar sense of discovery. He wanted to understand, what is the potential for where I am? What can I do in my yard, in this place, right here in Daphne, that nobody else in the world can do? And it was like his way of exploring where he was.
And, you know, you talk about that all the time on your show. Heck, it's called Plant Gardening for the Gulf Coast, about how we aren't Boston, we aren't California, we aren't even Texas. We're a different place. Heck, we're different from a lot of the state of Alabama. And people like that, that wisdom that's collected in minds like Taxman's and yours, I'm scared that is going away. And that's it's not going to be held on to. What was the wisdom acquired over hundreds and hundreds of years?
Yeah, that's right. Well, so what's the antidote? And I, you know, I was telling folks yesterday, don't have a moment of silence for Taxman. Go buy some seeds.
Buy some seeds, yes.
And plant them if you want to remember Taxman. And that's you know, it's something any of us can do. And the Taxman just sort of discovered the pleasure of it more than most of us.
Well, that's good. So let's do this. Let's move it forward then. If we are going to remember Taxman by buying seeds, doing stocking stuffers with seeds, Bill, give us some suggestions. What should we get?
Well, I tell folks, you know, and one of the things I think that Taxman would really love, and I wish I had had the attaboy yesterday when I mentioned it, I know I would have gotten it, would be the idea of go get some sugar snaps, get some sugar snap peas, plant them just after Christmas in your garden, and boy, they'll do great. You do it with your children. Put some sugar snap peas in your children's stockings. And that gives you a great chance to work with your children or your grandchildren in the yard and create a new generation of tax men.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know what? I am going to do that because the process of them saying, oh, we got these seeds. What the heck have you done to me, Dad? You've given me this gift. Then teaching them about planting them. I see a great value in that.
Yeah, it's really a great thing. And I think we undervalue the importance of doing things like having the little butter beans that we had in kindergarten. We planted a butter bean in a pot and watched it grow. Man, get some really pretty butter beans. Get a Florida speckled butter bean. Put it in some stockings. They're really cool looking. And then plant them when the time's right in late March and early April.
All right. We will be getting those. So speckled butter beans, anything else in suggestion? Sugar snap peas?
Well, I mean, your nasturtiums, definitely this time of year you ought to plant nasturtiums. Kids would love nasturtiums. You can grow those in containers. It's a great thing to do. But when you plant the seed, think about, gosh, Taxman says, you did great, boy. That's what he said. That's right, boy.
Well said.
That's what he would say.
Well said. I'm going to do just that. And as always, we appreciate the wisdom you're bestowing on everybody on Sundays. Of course, the podcast you can always get if you don't catch a show on Sundays. You can get the replay and the podcast of Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast with my buddy Bill Finch. And by the way, too, Bill, you know, this time of year, I put my locals only Christmas list out. And now for, I don't know how many years running, Longleaf As Far As the Eye Can See, book Bill Finch had a big part of, that is on my list. So you're once again on the locals only Christmas list.
Yes, well, good to know. It's a really beautiful book and a great introduction to where we are. So I hope people get that book for Christmas. Yeah.
All right. Quick question too. What do you think? You think it's too early to get some burns going out there? Some control burns? You think?
I'm watching the humidity, and there it is. The humidity hasn't been dropping, but I think we're going to get a humidity that's going to drop maybe later this week. Watch that humidity. If it gets down low enough, it could be good for some control burns. Watch the wind and the fuel.
That's for sure. That is for sure. And we'll see when y'all see that smoke coming up, you know that good things are happening for the woods out there.
Yeah.
Bill, as always, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your words about Taxman. And if we don't talk before, I'll be listening on Sunday.
All right. Great, Sean. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Bill Finch from Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast and words about Taxman, a voice that was a big part of the station for a decade out there. A lot of questions out here a lot of people asking specific questions about arrangements and all that. We don't have that. And we'll find out from the family if they make that public and we pass it on. We're not at liberty to do that. But so many people have said, I mean, Dan saying, I honestly learned more about container gardening from Taxman than I ever learned from Bill.
That's incredible. And, you know, one of the great things about radio, if not the greatest thing, is the people you listen to that call in or that have shows, you really feel a kinship towards them once you start to talk to them or listen to them more and more. And that's why there have been so many texts this morning of people who have had their lives affected by listening to the Taxman call in. Whatever show you might end up hearing the Taxman on, I know he calls in or used to call into Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile a lot. And course, Plain Gardening, Prep Sports Report. I mean, pretty much any show that we had
local
with local flavor, Taxman would call in. And on top of that, he knew almost as much about any subject as anyone hosting a show here. So
he knew tax and tax law. He knew gardening for sure. He knew politics.
He'll be missed.
A lot of people RIP Taxman. A lot of people on the text line lamenting the loss of Taxman. We're right there with you. I appreciate those texts coming in. All right, coming back, we'll take your calls at 343-0106. Of course, it's impeachment week in Washington. Kind of lay out the timeline for that. Plus, McConnell versus Nadler.
Mm-hmm.
Raw.
Kind of. and they released the 658-page impeachment report. Have you read it yet? They released it at midnight. Why haven't you read it yet?
Yeah. I'm working on it. Just looking for the cliff notes on that. Also, when we come back, we'll talk more about our Alabamian of the Year bracketing. First bracket is up. First round is up. We'll give you details when we come back. At 821 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Monday style. Glad to have you in the mix. Take your calls at 343-0106, 343-0106. This segment of the show brought to you by The Maids, referred for a reason. Think about a Christmas gift here. How about the gift of clean and the gift of time? That's what you'll get with The Maids. And you get a free estimate right now by calling 344-6626, 344-6626. I know Dalton has had The Maids come to his house as well.
Oh, yeah. Had the wife left for a weekend, and I was like, I think I have an idea brewing here. What if I get the maids over, clean the house top to bottom, and surprise her when she gets back?
You're talking about a great Christmas gift. And do like we've been doing since October, the maids come into our home and making some sense of our life, getting things cleaned up so we can enjoy the holidays. Think about that. You get a clean house and you get the time to enjoy it, whether you're going to other people's places for a party or you want to have people into your home for the Christmas season. Make that call now. Get that free estimate for the maids. 344-6626, 344-6626. Give the gift of clean and the gift of time. Right, grab those calls at 343-0106. Plus, today in Washington, of course, it's more impeachment talk. Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. Wednesday will be the full House vote. I'll tell you what's going on right now behind the scenes. Democrats have the votes. They just, right now, they're looking at having as many votes. They have enough votes to move it to the Senate, but they want to have more votes, so it seems like they're all in line, that everybody on the Democrat side agrees. And there's a lot of, you know, not a lot, that's not fair to say, there's probably a dozen or so Democrats in the House that may not vote on these, you know, vote for these articles of impeachment because they're in districts that President Trump won.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it looks like behind the scenes right now for the Democrats in the House, because the story after the vote won't be, wow, look how many Democrats voted to impeach. It'll be, look how many Democrats flipped and ended up voting against what their party is voting for. And right now, it looks like it appears that there will be more Democrats that don't vote to impeach than Republicans that do vote to impeach.
Yes, that is true. And of course, the next party goes to the Senate, and you have this dust up between Schumer and McConnell. I guess we'll play the cuts here in just a little bit, and I'll get your reaction to that. We will take phone calls at 343-0106, and David is in Mobile, wants to talk about the tax man. Hey, David.
Hey guys, how you doing today? Dalton, it would be a surprise to your wife if you had had the maids over to clean and then took credit for it after they got done.
You know, I had the option. She said, wow, you've done a great job with the house, and I just didn't have it in me. I said, yeah, I didn't do that. That was the maids.
Missed.
You know, the tax man was a very vibrant and vivacious man because, you know, when I grow up, I want to be like the tax man. You know, the first time I ever met him was actually at Ben's Jr.'s barbecue in downtown Fairhope. And I was sitting there eating lunch and I heard a voice and I was like, I know that voice. And turned around, it was when I ended up to introduce myself. And Taxman was the kind of person that he was instantly your friend, regardless if you met him 30 seconds ago or 30 years ago. That's the kind of man he was, and he was, you know, throughout the years, we kept a friendship and a dialogue going. He encouraged me every time I would send him an article that I would write for the website I'm working for right now, and yeah, that's just the kind of man he is, and he's going to be sorely missed. And you know, I was lucky enough to call him a friend of mine for several years, and you know, take time today to go kiss your lady friends for the tax man.
That's right. Well said, David. Appreciate that. It's you know, he's part of, like so many of y'all, part of a family. That's what I mean. Local radio, locally owned radio station. You know, they talk about how a lot of things in media get soulless, this station's got soul, mm-hmm. for sure, and it's part of a bigger family. So we mourn the loss of Taxman for sure. And I can look at all y'all on the text line too. I appreciate those, and I'm sure the family appreciates the outpouring of folks that we're hearing from that they're going to miss the Taxman.
Yeah, definitely. And seeing a few texts asking for us to put Taxman on the Alabamian of the Year bracket, and I think we're gonna have to work him in this week. We did the nominees last week, but with the sad news of Taxman passing, he was just such a big part of our community that he is now on the list. We will be including him in Alabamian of the Year.
Very good. So Taxman, let's explain this too if you're new to our Alabamian of the Year. This is the person, place, thing, group, or whatever that has most influenced the news cycle in Alabama in 2019. Yes, it's similar to Time's Person of the Year, but this one's better because we do. And actually, for several reasons. Number one, it's it's an Alabama thing. Number two, y'all seed the brackets, mm-hmm. and then y'all vote. So, it's like Time Magazine. They the editorial board sits behind behind a screen there, makes the decisions, and then tells you what it's going to be. In this case, y'all gave us the names.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, Dalton specifically, puts them into these brackets. Y'all vote them, and then y'all vote who it's going to be or what it's going to be for Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah, and it gets started today. We condensed all the nominations, brought them down to 20 candidates here,
okay.
for Alabamian of the Year. So this week, Monday through Friday, each day we'll have four nominees up for vote, and two of the top vote getters each day will move into the second round. Next week we'll do the second round voting, and then by the end of the year we will have crowned our Alabamian of the Year. So this first bracket this week, we've got four nominees up there. The anti-toll movement, which got a ton of mm-hmm. nominations, the lottery, gas tax, and abortion bill. So those are the four that you can vote on today, and you vote on one, the top two vote getters by tomorrow morning will move into the second round.
All right, so this is, right now this is, I'd say this bracket is your state news mm-hmm. bracket. This is Montgomery. This is Goat Hill. As you look at anti-toll movement, lottery, gas tax, and abortion bill.
Yeah, I tried to group them together if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, so you'll go through this. It's right, if you go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com, you go to the right-hand side, you'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo. Let me tell you about Trey in just a second. But below where it says 1-800-GOT-JUNK, because it is the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, for the next few weeks, it's going to be serving as our bracket here for Alabamian of the Year. And so you go on, you vote, and then, like Dalton said, we're going to winnow down the list, and by the end of this month, we award Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love doing this every year.
All right. And by the way, too, it's, even though with the addition of Taxman, and I agree, it's not, this contest is not a popularity contest. It can be, but mm-hmm. it is that person, place, thing, entity that has most dominated the news cycle in Alabama in 2019, as per your votes.
Right. What has changed our state this
right.
year? What has actually put us on a different trajectory, for better or for worse, in right. Alabama in 2019?
Right now, looks like an early voting anti-toll movement is leading this round.
Yeah.
So you go to fmtalk1065.com. You can do it if you get stopped there on your phone, or if you want to get sitting down at a desk, go to fmtalk1065.com. Front page, right there on the right-hand side, you'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo, and right below that is where you vote. So we need your votes, because y'all nominated all these entities and people and things, and need you to vote for them now as we work through the list. Hey, speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, got family and friends heading in for the holidays. Maybe you used to have a guest room. Well, it's still there. The room's there, but the chances of putting anybody there on that bed you have stacked full of stuff is probably tough, right? Or you have a judgmental family coming in and you need to get the junk out and get organized. I get it. You go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they will hook you up with Trey and his crew. He's been doing this in Mobile and Baldwin counties for 11 years. Very good at it. And what will happen here is they'll set, get this, a day at a time. Not like, we'll be there sometime between, Tuesday and Friday between 8 and 5. No, they'll pick a day that works for y'all and a time that works for y'all, and you'll work together to set that appointment. They show up, they quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done, which is getting the junk gone. Local owner Trey and his crew do great, great work. Once again, 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, we'll check news and then back to you at 343-0106.
Good morning. It's 8:36 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Monday, and it's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
All right. Good morning, Dalton.
Hey, good morning. Tis the season for an upgrade, and McConnell Automotive is here for you to upgrade your, well, your ride. Mitch, tell us what's going on at McConnell.
We're having a lot of fun, and I think for people listening that maybe have not enjoyed shopping for cars in the past, I think this might be for them because, man, every price, Dalton, is pre-negotiated, and pre-negotiated to the customer's advantage, but it's biggest discounts of the year. And if they go to our website, McConnellAutomotive.com, literally every GMC, every Buick, things like Yukons that are 15% off, I mean, that's like $13,000 off a Yukon or a Denali, and 20% off a truck, 25% off the Buick Encore, the little SUV. I mean, that's a SUV people can buy for like $17,000 new, man. And so we're having fun. We want people to take advantage of it. And everything we have from the Acadia SUV up to the big truck, man, they're all upgrade priced, and it's happening all the way through Christmas, man.
Hey, some good stuff. Thank you, Mitch.
Man, y'all have a great start to the week, buddy.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
Right, 838, phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. In Washington, it's, well, there are two things. Number one, you've got the run-up to Wednesday's vote, where the Democrats have the votes they need. Number two, you already have some staging for what will or won't happen in the Senate. Okay, and that's, of course, the simplistic way to talk about this. We've done it over time, is if the House is kind of the grand jury. Okay, if we're going to stick it to the judicial branch side here, the House would be the grand jury, and the Senate would be the jury and the judge mm-hmm. on this. So they can move forward articles of impeachment, but the second step would be a vote for removal. The Democrats, of course, have the majority in the House. The Republicans have the majority in the Senate. Now, how this will be handled is there's the political wrangling. If you are Mitch McConnell, do you just run right through this and act like it's, you know, you're just going to get it finished, or do you give it its due?
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, you might react, well, just kick it out of there. They're just attacking the president. Yes, but does that give fuel to the fire of that you're not, that they'll say, well, we never found out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I mean, Mitch McConnell is a little bit damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
Well, yeah, a couple different options. Well, only two real options, and that was to speed through the trial like Mitch McConnell wants to do, or drag it out and have the Republicans call as many witnesses as they wanted. And initially, that seemed like that was the president's hope, would that this would be drawn out and they could maybe call Hunter Biden
uh-huh.
to come sit in front of this Senate committee. Also, you know, they were talking about getting Adam Schiff up there to talk about how he came to know from this whistleblower, you know, because a lot of people said that this was coordinated between mm-hmm. Schiff and the whistleblower and the Democrats. So Trump initially wanted this to be drawn out and have as many people that would help bolster his case that the Democrats are just out to get him. But when McConnell started speaking, he got more involved now that this is about to be, you know, put at his feet. He and Lindsey Graham are both saying, you know, we want this to, this is such a ridiculous idea that they had, that they want to impeach the president, and we know that we have the votes. We want to get this out of the news as quickly as possible and move on to other things. So they're wanting this to happen really quickly, and reading some reports, it seems like they have pulled the president around to their way of thinking, and that the president now wouldn't mind if they just get this over and done with as soon as possible.
Yeah, here's what Chuck Schumer said just a little bit earlier this morning.
The Constitution labels impeachment as one of the great powers that Congress has and should be used carefully and judiciously. So when you have the evidence, which the House has, which is very, very severe, all the facts should come out. These four witnesses have direct knowledge of the facts, particularly in regard to the delay in the aid to Ukraine. I don't know what they'll say.
It's going to be interesting. So now, like you said, you had the president like this idea of the extended Senate hearings.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's come around to the speedy version, the fast-track version. Now the Democrats are jumping on what was the president's idea for the extended Senate hearing, right? Did I get all that right?
Yeah, that sounds right, because the Democrats, and that's what Schumer was talking about there, they are wanting John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney to testify, a couple names that we did not see in the earlier committee hearings that were televised. What was it, over 100 hours of testimony and 17 different people testifying. They also want to call Robert Blair, who's a top aide to Mulvaney, and also Michael Duffy, who is a budget official who is tasked with handling the Ukraine issue. So when he said the four that they want to call up, those are those four. And then this morning, really overnight last night, about 11 o'clock our time, midnight our time, the House Judiciary Committee released their full report on the case for impeaching the president, 658 pages. And they broke it down into four parts, basically, for why they, how they came to the decision to impeach the president, and then their case for impeaching the president. And you can read about it in the 658-page document that was released. And that was under Jerry Nadler's watch.
Well, we the people need to read those if we have a chance in time. But I tell you who needs to read them before voting and stuff are the members, elected representatives in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's so many times that they roll things out before people vote. I mean, before, you know, they'll have no chance to read something before they vote on something. I mean, it just goes part and parcel with the decisions not being made by conscience. It's being dictated by party.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a political move, and I don't know, I mean, politically they were wins for the president. I don't know if he intended to line these up this same week, but right. You have the new deal with Mexico and Canada, the new trade deal, and then it looks like they're making some ground on a new deal with China. Now that China has agreed to, they're calling it like an interim deal, kind of a postponement. So China's going to postpone some of the tariffs that they had planned on automobiles and other goods, an interim trade deal. And then the U.S., we're postponing some tariffs that we were planning to put on China. So he had a couple wins over this last week, and a half, and it just so happens to line up with this.
That's what the Democrats did. That's why Speaker Pelosi did the announcement she did last week, to give cover to the fact that Democrats signed on with the president's deal, you know, his reworked, what is it, it's not NAFTA, it's the something MCA.
USMCA.
USMCA.
Working for MCA.
That's right. Or, man, great Skinner song. so that's the cover, right? They not saying they weren't going to roll out this impeachment vote. They obviously were, but it was a way to squash that. I'll tell you that what I look to, what group likes where this is going for the president's side, that's the market. The market has responded mm-hmm. in a great way to this news of anything that seems like, it doesn't even have to be like solid, like, oh, there's no tariff, there's no issue. Anything that shows some movement in this China-U.S. deal, then that moves the needle in Wall Street.
Yeah, all it takes is the president jumping on Twitter. And I can't imagine, 20 years ago saying that sentence, that the president tweeted that we're nearing a trade deal with China and the markets just jumped at that one tweet from the president. But it's also not the first time that's happened. You know, there's been several times over the last few months that the president says we're getting closer. And that can be true because, you know, closer is relative. So
that's right.
We keep getting closer and closer to this trade deal. Every time he says that it might be about to happen, we see the markets jump.
All right, take your calls on that. And also, probably the story, even though that stuff, if I'm scoring things, trade with China, tariff deals, international issues like that, are of higher importance than this next story. But this next story will get more attention. The Hallmark Channel will reinstate the same-sex marriage commercials that it pulled from the network, according to a company statement sent yesterday. Story from Fox News says, an ad for wedding planning site Zola, featuring two brides kissing at the altar, was pulled following a complaint from the conservative group 1 Million Moms. A Hallmark spokesperson previously told the Associated Press that the network pulled the ad because the controversy was creating a distraction. Quote, the Crown Media team has been agonizing over this decision as we've seen the hurt it has unintentionally caused. Simply said, we believe this was a wrong decision. End quote. That's Hallmark Card CEO Mike Perry said in a statement. He went on to say, we are truly sorry for the hurt and disappointment this has caused. End quote. Now, Hallmark was facing some criticism, bitter criticism on social media over its initial decision to pull the ads. The hashtag boycott Hallmark. which is, by the way, let me put myself in, you know, when I end up with unlikely bedfellows, in this case, the movement against Hallmark,
mm-hmm.
I want to boycott Hallmark too. Can I join in the, because I don't know how many Hallmark cards I give. I try to find usually the funnier, the there's some
too,
other companies that have kind of hipper, funnier cards. So I go with those cards. And number two, if the Hallmark Channel was removed from the face of the planet, it would be one of the happiest days of my life.
You know, this is their time to shine. They only get really, I mean, I know they're probably on 12 months of the year. I don't know that for sure, but Christmas season, that's when Hallmark, I imagine, gets there.
It's not, okay, I don't say day in and day out, it's not an issue for me because I, Lord knows, I don't really consume much TV at all. And there's, you know, so the Hallmark Channel's not interfering with my life and maybe providing other people happiness. But I will say this, with at the edge of getting myself in trouble, during the Christmas season, well, I'll be in and out of my mother-in-law's home.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law will have the Hallmark Channel on all the time. And even though there are different settings and different character names, it is the same formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, high school sweetheart comes back home after years in the big city, mm-hmm. only to find their real love was back there in Anywheresville, USA.
Yep.
And then it's snowing, and somebody, like, drops a bunch of packages.
Right, and slip on the ice, and someone always ends up at the local bar, heartbroken, before the movie turns everything back around. You know what would have been great if the, you mentioned the CEO there of Hallmark doing his apology. I wish he would speak only in Hallmark ease. Like, if he, you know, sorry you're feeling blue, hope you get well soon, kind of, just speak as the Hallmark cards speak. Maybe bring up a stack of them with you to the podium when you do your apology.
That would be fantastic. So, yeah, this is what's going on. So the hashtag boycott Hallmark was trending on Twitter, although I don't know how many tweets you have to have a trend.
It semi-viral?
Yeah, we heard that the other last week, something had gone semi-viral, and you and I were trying to establish how much is not viral, how much is viral, and then semi-viral.
Yeah.
Went on to say the LGBT advocacy group GLAAD called the initial decision from Hallmark to remove the Zola ads discriminatory and especially hypocritical, coming from a network that claims to present family programming, and also stated that they are open to LGBTQ holiday movies.
Mm.
The group said they would be asking Hallmark advertisers where they stand on the issue and if they would pull their advertising. So it looks like a end around here on Hallmark, and they're going to be reinstating the same-sex marriage commercials that were pulled. So there in the middle of your Hallmark Christmas movie, you'll be able to see the commercial for Zola.
So,
which is, by the way, this who wins here? This group Zola. They've gotten more attention than ever.
Yeah, I've never heard of Zola before.
Now
I have.
Kitchen table.
So you're boycotting again this year then?
Yes, I will be boycotting Hallmark Channel for completely different reasons. Just because the formula just doesn't work for me. All right, 849 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back. Grab your phone calls and text. Remember, voting is on now for Alabamian of the Year. Check it out. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. You'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo. Just below that, you'll see the voting. Need your votes, and we're working our way to the number one Alabamian of 2019. I asked myself, why was that not already in the bump library?
Oh, that goes hard.
Mm-hmm. Marking for MCA. All right, 854 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill with a forecast, and he's calling for some possibility of severe weather. I don't want to say, because he did not say for sure, but he said thunderstorms are going to happen late tonight into the morning, and some straight line winds. There is a chance we could have something more in severe weather. So let me take a second here and give you a heads up. I've done this before. I'll continue to do this. This is like one of my soapboxes. Number one, today there's more ways to get alerted to severe weather. Your phone, this radio station, you know, even if we're not sitting here, so EAS goes off with a, you know, tornado warning or something like that, it'll take over the station. So mm-hmm. if you got the radio on in your home or your office, you're going to get a heads up to that. Your smartphones, most of them are enabled where they're going to get the warnings as well. And if you're somewhere you don't get cell signal or you leave your phone somewhere else, get one of those weather radios. They're not expensive at all. You know, we still have them in our house too, even though we have the smartphones and the radio station. They're just a, you know, they're a unit that's about the size of, I don't know, it's like probably 4x8 or something like that. And like an antenna on there, it gets the alerts. And when it does, it'll go off. And it's not what happens during the day. In my worry for my family, and I think for y'all too, would be what happens when we're all sawing logs, mm-hmm. right? When we're all asleep in the house, what is going to wake us up if there's a, you know, a tornado warning? And that's the one that is the one that worries me the most, because other issues, you know, even like flash flood and all these things, they put warnings out. That's more important if you're going to be out, or maybe if you do live in a flash flood zone, which, you know, we don't. But if you live somewhere that flash flooded, okay, maybe you need that wake up. But tornadoes to me are the real one. And if you're asleep and the whole family's asleep and it's the middle of the night and something like this happens, these alerts, whether it comes through this radio station, you have the radio on, or it comes through your smartphone, or it comes through one of those weather radios, will wake you up, hopefully. If you have it close to the bedside, we'll wake you up so you can make sure everybody is in a safe place.
Yeah.
So I'm off the soapbox.
Funny how things changed for me, you know, as a single guy. Those are more of an annoyance than anything. I didn't really care about my own personal safety all that much. I'd go stand outside if I had to, if there was a warning.
Right,
but now,
right.
Now with the 10-month-old...
It changes, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I'm like, everybody into the closet.
Yes.
We're getting ready.
Yep, that's... Hey, man, it'll happen with all things. I often talk about it when we talk about marine safety. And all that, when the Coast Guard Auxiliary will be in with us, I talk about my evolution from being a young guy who did not wear his life jacket.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky we just count if we had enough life jackets in the boat to stay legal.
Yeah.
To once I got married, starting to have, I'd wear the life jacket would be at least out in the boat,
mm-hmm.
you know, close at hand. And if it was dark or something or foggy, I'd be wearing the life jacket. To now where I want to make sure everybody's got the life jackets, kids got the life jackets on when we're underway. So, I mean, you'll go through this evolution. Mine has definitely been with the PFD. The older I've gotten, the more those things. Because growing up, I used to say, well, I'm a great swimmer. You know, I've been swimming. I've been swimming from about the time I was walking, I was swimming just early on.
Mm-hmm.
And but then I watched some people. There's some really good outdoorsmen out there. Die as and people could swim quite well, because you get kicked out of your boat, you get your head hit, you get knocked unconscious. Doesn't matter how good a swimmer you are.
No.
Okay, enough of that, Sullivan. Man, the rants on this. Hey, coming up today on Midday Mobile, we'll take a look at the aftermath of the bicentennial celebration in Montgomery.
Oh, man.
Did they go hard or what?
Clean the streets.
Did they party hard? So that's coming up. We'll talk to Todd Stacey about that coming up at noon today. Plus, we'll get you updated with the latest on the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? And a whole lot more news coming up at noon today for Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher Show is on the way next. And once again, with our deepest condolences to the family of the taxman on his passing.